What's the frequency again?
Repeater, 145.19.
Yeah, that's... That wasn't us. We've had discussions when new members come in. You know, we got a little discussion. We sit down and, you know, talk with them. And 10 codes is one of the things that we talk about. And, you know, just give them a little primer on, you know, using the repeater and the ins and outs and all, you know. But I know there were other clubs that were involved, but you know, the group that we had, we used the White Oaks repeater, and we got some really nice comments from the director over the assault. And from the guy that ran the sweep vehicle, because he was monitoring, you know, all the frequencies. So he wanted to come by and visit with the club, meet everybody. So everybody got a T-shirt, and we get a patch, you know, we can put on our hat or jacket or whatever, you know. But that was a nice experience, and I was just really tickled to death to see you know, what a difference the radios could make. It was impressive. It really was.
It was. I'm glad that I was not up there, though. Bill was talking about these avid bicycle riders. if you want to ride a bicycle, that's great. I'm all for that. But you don't get on designated truck routes and this sort of thing and then ride in the middle of the road to hold up the trucks and that sort of thing. So I'll get off my soapbox about that because I can talk about that for a while. I'll give you the total rundown on that one day, well, maybe Thursday if I think about it. But, well, it is what it is. But we had a great day. Glad y'all had a good time up there on the assault on Mount Mitchell with all the bicycle people. Glad they had a good time. I hate that those that had to drop out for mechanical failures and that sort of thing. But that's to be expected. All in all said, you know, we had a great day today, a good weekend, and can't complain about anything. Got a little rain on the garden, so we're pretty good to go for a day or two. Other than that, Chad, I'll turn it back over to you. I know Mr. Ed's waiting on the wings to talk to you, and I'll clear out and let him have his time on the stump. I hope to see you on Thursday. I'll shoot you a text or give you a phone call, and we'll discuss it and go from there. In the meantime, you take care and tell Miss Santa we said hello, and I'll talk to you later. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.
Appreciate you dropping by, Gary. It's always a pleasure to hear from you, and looking forward to Thursday. Always good to spend time with you. So with that, I'll make one more call, Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. Tommy, selling Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on them.
Meter net would like to welcome K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you dropping by and checking in with us tonight, Tommy. Okay, with that, we'll move on to the next on the list, which is WDARON. Mr. Ed, go ahead, sir.
I don't know if we don't call it a ham fest or what, but last Saturday, and one of the individuals there was giving away old QSTs. And I saw this one on live trees affect antenna performance. Have not had a chance to go through it yet. It seems to be talking more about HF than 2-meter.
Well, like I said, we conducted the Simplex Net a couple months ago. And we're going to we're going to conduct another one with the leaves on to kind of see, you know, how bad it affects things. But we're kind of looking forward to that test and kind of see where it goes. Just see exactly how bad it is.
Pretty affecting me somewhat. I've been trying to use the Yagi that you helped me with. I've been rather disappointed. I can't get it oriented to get better signals than I am with the J-Pole.
It's J-Pole tonight.
I'm going to switch over and see if there's any difference from your end. The Yagi, transmitting, I get 3 bars compared to 4 or 5 bars on the J-Pole.
J-Pole is definitely much better. I'm not sure what's going on. So, Ed, when you built it, I don't recall. Do you remember how far the spacing was between the driven element and the director and the reflector?
Look in the article. I went by what the article said as far as the difference between the elements.
Well, that J-Pole is definitely shining. I don't know what's going on with the Yagi, but I tell you one thing, that the ones that I've built that's been really beneficial, and didn't know it at the time, is the way I put the driven element on the beam. You can move the driven element closer to the director or closer to the reflector, either one you want. But I'm just wondering if you were able to do that and change the front to back ratio a little bit, that might help you. I mean, that's what I'm thinking is happening.
Some more holes could do it. They're glued in, but that would be easy to change. So I'd have to drill some holes at a different distance and then glue it for stability.
Well, I got one that I built. I may just get it to you next time I'm up that way and give it a shot and see what it'll do.
Because I need to change the orientation for the different repeaters. I think right now I've got it pointing towards Caesar Mountain, but it still doesn't give me what I had expected. Although I'm not surprised because of the terrain, I think that may be affecting it.
Big deal too, because where you are, I mean, you're right in the middle of. I mean, you're right in the valley there, so I'd say that's probably messing with you a little bit too.
When you get time, I want you to show me how to do a line of sight on Google Earth. I can do it on other sites, but I haven't been able to do it on Google Earth where I can get actual line of sight that shows me the line of sight going through hills as opposed to just the terrain from the side.
So are you using Google Earth or Google Earth Pro?
Pro.
After that, well, I will tell you what, I'll Zoom with you one day, maybe one day this week, and show you what to do. It's real simple once you get it figured out. Dave showed me, he's taught me a lot about that program, and it really does a lot.
Just let me know when we can get together and we can try it.
Well, how's things your way? Things going well? The missus okay?
Had a birthday party tonight for a couple of friends. The woman is 88, I believe, and the other friend was 80 today.
Oh, I guess y'all had a good celebration, had a good time.
Used a brisket recipe from my mother that always comes out very well, so we had a real nice piece of meat for that, and I'm going to have leftovers for the rest of the week.
Well, we've been dealing with some leftovers here this week, and I just been trying my best to figure out a way to spruce it up, but you know, it just comes a point where you he can't spruce up the same thing. It's like putting lipstick on a pig, you know?
To talk to my wife, Pam taught culinary arts for 25 plus years.
Well, I'm going to leave that one on. I might get in trouble. But she does good. I do. We swap off on the cooking and, you know, the household chores, that kind of thing. But she made some chicken tacos or chicken burritos or something the other day for, you know, the kids. And they didn't eat hardly any of it. So I've been trying to deal with, you know, this chicken. And it's just, you know, chicken is, it just gets dry. I don't know. I'm just trying to do the best I can with it. But there ain't but so much sour cream you can put on it, you know.
We got a rotisserie, and I put the chicken in the rotisserie and let it do its thing. It takes about an hour and 15 minutes, and it comes out very good.
That's good. But we've had kind of burrito chicken. We've got some kind of spice in it. I'm not sure what it is, but it's just, you know, like I said, I'm trying to do the best I can with it, but it's about gone. So maybe one more meal, and we'll be through it, and we can move on to something else. But Ed, I want to change the subject here. I'll be glad to try to work with you on the Yagi. I would be interested in seeing what another Yagi would do to see if it's the one I built is a three element, and you can change front to back ratio on it. And you know, I would be very interested to see, you know, how, if that made any difference. Over
experiment, and I combined several articles. One of the things that I'm still curious about is the driver, the way I've got it into the beam where it's offset a little bit. I don't know if that's causing a problem. I've seen several articles with that setup.
Here's what I have learned about these Yagis is that the driven element, the way I do it is put the driven element on the beam, and then the driven element gets tuned as close as you can get it to the lowest SWR you can. The second you put the director in, and I mean you don't have to put it in the beam, you just get it close to that driven element, and the SWR goes absolutely nuts. And once you get the driven, the director stable on the beam, then the director gets tuned. You have to tune it along with the driven element to get the SWR down. So once both of those get tuned, then you go through the same process with the reflector. Once the reflector goes in, it changes everything, and you have to tune it. And I am, just from the four or five of them that I've built in the shop experimenting, I am thinking that I'm not sure that's something that can be easily done with a set of plans. I know what the numbers and the measurements are, but, you know, from my experience. On the length of the driven, the reflector, and the director are just kind of a ballpark. You have to actually get it on the meter. And to get the SWR as low as you can and keep an eye on the impedance too. But you're never going to be satisfied with the SWR. You get it as low as you can. Then when the antenna goes up in the air, that's when everything comes together. Because the higher you go with it, usually the lower the SWR gets. And it usually just falls, you know, kind of magically falls into place. You know, it's kind of hard to explain, but it's kind of neat to watch it.
That's the room to grab some articles that were rather interesting. This one, he's got a 2-meter Yagi. Well, he calls it a beam. Let's see, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got 6 elements. And what makes this really interesting is the way he attaches the elements. And it looks like he could easily move them and still have them attached. He uses clothespins.
Well, I guess that would work. I didn't think about that, but I think that would work pretty well.
Them two at each point attached to a board, the width of the clothespin's length, and they're separated depending on which element, and then he uses a clothespin so he could actually build it so you'd be able to move the beam very easily and still have it attached. It would not go through the beam. I can give you the reference here if you want it.
I'm trying to figure out how to answer that. I think I'm on a decline, not out of disrespect, but because I don't want to inject anything else that's going to mess up what I have learned. Because I'll spend 2 days on a tangent, you know, trying to run that down and figure that out. But I know what I've got. It works, and it's been pretty successful. So I think I'll stick with what I know or what I've learned on my own. Because I tell you, one thing that I have learned is getting plans from a book and the internet. They are all so different. I mean, it's just, you know, different measurements, different lengths, different gaps. So finally, I just came to the conclusion that everything is so different, then I'm gonna start here and see how that works. And made some mistakes along the way. I scrapped a couple of pieces of material, but finally got something that works, and I'm happy with it.
For the elements
from, you know, Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever, and a 1/4-inch copper pipe rolled, comes on a roll, and that's what I'm using. And then I'll solder those, drill holes in my beam, and put the director and reflector in, get everything tuned, and I hold them in place in the boom with clothespins, not in the way you're thinking, but just to hold them in place to get my distance between the end of the reflector to the center of the boom. Because if you're off, that kind of messes with you a little bit.
This Saturday, and they were using arrows for the elements, metal arrows. And it was kind of a nice setup. He used to adjust it. He used it like on the J-pole with, I think it's a gamma setup.
Watch.
It's on the driver.
Yeah. So I went that route. I went and looked at, some of the, you know, sporting goods stores to, you know, look at the arrows. And, you know, you gotta be kind of be careful with that, because it's hard to tell a carbon fiber arrow from an aluminum arrow, and they're not marked. One store, you know, I had to go get the attendant, and we kind of was able to determine which one was aluminum and which one was not, but the aluminum ones were, oh man, I think it was like $22 a piece or something like that, and I just said, nah, I can't do that.
Just wondered how much they cost. I did not ask how much this thing was. It was a nice setup on a tripod, but I didn't even ask how much it cost.
You know, the ones I've built, I've got them down to three element, down to $28. And I can put one together, I don't know, not counting tune. Now, if you excluding the tune, you know, you get one together in about 20 minutes. You start tuning it, now it takes a little more time. But just the basic build, you know, 20 minutes just to get it together, and then probably another 20 minutes to get it tuned or whatnot.
Good. It's nice to have a shop where you can lay out stuff and do that.
So another thing too is on the copper pipe, they put up when they print, you know, some text on the pipe, but they also print a line all the way down the center of it, right down the center. So that makes it pretty simple to drill to find the center of the beam. I don't think it affects performance any, but it makes it quick and easy to, you know, poke a hole through it.
And that the line would really help. I sent you a photo of something I saw from one of the jig books that would be a way of holding that to use a drill press.
I built one to go at the deer camp last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. It's a six element, and I'm tickled to death with it. It turned out really well.
A whole bunch of repeaters on the scan, and I can pick up some of them way out, but I haven't been able to break them. I can hear it. You were talking about the bicycle ride. I monitored some of that. I wasn't sure exactly what the route was. For anybody listening interested in biking, Brevard Rotary here has a bike ride. It's not a race. It's a ride with a 50K and 100K routes. And they start off in the center of town, go down into South Carolina, run across 11 for a little bit, and come back up 276.
Well, if anybody's interested in, you know, riding a bike, you know, you can pop in the conversation and, you know, let us know. I'm sure Ed can pass along some more information to you. But with that, Ed, I'll get my hands on the Aggie I got and figure out some way to get it to you. Maybe we can try that out and see how that works.
In trying that, I've got my entryway set up through the wall here, getting ready to try to tune up my HF, and I'm working on an antenna to use for that. I pulled out an old one that was a dipole, and I'm looking at it to see if I can convert it into a V, not an inverted V, but a V based on the terrain I have to work with.
This is KO4NUE. Listen, I meant to ask you, did you get your HF radio tested out?
Next week, the man who was going to help me with it was busy the last couple of weeks, and we had visitors, so I'm going to try to see about doing it next week. I want him to use it with increasing the voltage like he did on an amplifier rather than just turning it on. I haven't turned it on in 20 years, so no telling what happened inside.
Was that a Yaesu? I believe that's what it was, wasn't it?
So T PS820S. I think Kenwood made it.
Right. Well, that is a nice looking radio. It was very impressive. Almost not Art Deco-ish, but boy, it really had some nice looking controls on it. I can't wait to hear you talk on it.
Auxiliary FO that goes with it, so I can tune into, and I believe transmit on two different frequencies at the same time.
Yeah, well, I can't, like I said, I can't wait till you get it tested out. But, Ed, let me swing down here and see if we've got any more check-ins. I know it's getting kind of late, but any station that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. So, Ed, you got anything else for us tonight, sir?
Nah, I'm still playing with antennas, trying to figure out the best way of what to set up here. I'm thinking about a long loop when measuring distances between trees, but that's going to come also. This WD8RON.
When you get ready to get your antenna up and you need some help with it, let me know. And I'll see what I can do about, you know, helping you out with it. I know you got some big trees there in the yard.
Up on using ladder line and that kind of stuff.
You going to use ladder line or no?
But that's what I'm trying to bone up on as to whether to use that or something else.
Let me know what you decide, and you know, if you need some help with it, I'll help you with what I can.
Appreciate that. Several people have expressed an interest in the loop. The one over in Hendersonville is down, so I'm hoping to work with them and put it back up and get some experience with that.
After that, well, like I said, when you get ready, let me know. But Ed, I'm gonna go ahead and post my net report. And probably clear on out. I'm starting to show my tire a little bit. But anything else you got for us tonight, sir?
Learned about the Simplex test. I'd be interested in participating in that.
Well, you're a club member. We'll let you know when it's time. But with that, I'm gonna go ahead and post my net report and close the net down. 73 Zed, you have a nice evening, sir.
WD8RON, securing station.
NUE, I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73's to all on the net, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear.
4NUE, KI4DOS, I guess you're going to be washing dishes.
Right. Exactly. I hate to tell you this, though, but I've been washing dishes all day. So, but it's bragging rights, you know, but yeah, she's definitely got me.
Up you go, I'm front porch portable out here. Have a good evening. Tell her, Miss Anna, we said hello. KO4NUE, KI4DOS, portable clear.
Good evening, Gary. It's always nice to talk to you. And tell Miss Joy I said hello. I haven't had a chance to come by and visit for some time. So tell her I said hello. And 73 to both of you.
Goes out, Gary. KI4DOS. Clear.
KO4NUE.